What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking really about kind of how Walmart is planning on trying to grab as much of Toys R Us's business as they possibly can. They've been out talking about how they're going after severely the toy market this holiday season. But since then as well, other companies like Target, even over here in the UK, the Toy Entertainer, one of the big toy shops over here, it's that they're going after a larger chunk. They're all looking at Toys R Us's gap in the market for this holiday season, and they're all set to try and make sure that they grab as much of that piece of pie as they possibly can.
And I mean, that's just the way capitalism works. If they see a gap in the market, you've got to go for it. And I remember we talked about this back when the Toys R Us bankruptcy first occurred, and we kind of predicted this would be one of the directions they would go for, because especially Walmart, which caters to very much the same audience that Toys R Us used to, they realize people still need to buy toys for kids for Christmas at the very least. To say nothing of Thanksgiving or birthdays or Thanksgiving here in the States anyway, the various holidays, July 4th. People, especially grandparents, need to have that place that they can go to and they can pick up the latest Avengers models or the Forces of Destiny dolls or the Barbies or whatever, and a convenient place. They don't need to think too hard about it. They're just like little Timmy or Janie. They've got the typical toys. And it, on the one hand, I'm still sad to see Toys R Us go. It's still their fault, so I don't feel too bad for them, but I am glad that Walmart, Target, these other stores are picking up the slack, and that people who aren't ready to make the transition to e-retailing only, so Amazon or Legostore.com or Disney shopdisney.com, they still have those options that they can go to physically and see the product in front of them.
Yeah, like for example, over here in the UK, Walmart is called Asda. I mean, Walmart own Asda, so it's the same shop, it's a different name. But every year you go in there, they have one of the big aisles and it's full of toys. And it always gets much bigger, and they're doing lots of discounts on toys. There's always a toy section all year round, but obviously for a few months of the year, that section gets bigger. And I think this is what Walmart was saying out when they were going out into like different like business things, saying they're expanding. They're going to take up some more aisles. I mean, obviously they always have a seasonal aisle anyway, you know, full of Halloween and summer stuff. But they're now looking at probably going, well, this year let's put more attention on toys, because there is a massive gap in the market. There are not a lot of, especially in the US, there's no big toy shops to kind of nationwide to compete. Here in the UK, we do have like Smith's Toys and Toy Entertainer, so there's a few different ones, and Toy Master. So there's a few to kind of fill that gap in. The only problem is with this, Walmart and supermarkets as a whole, they aren't the best at stock control for toys, because the same thing with video games, and they don't understand the market. They don't understand it. They treat it, you know, the same as a tin of baked beans. When it's in the back, it goes out the front. So there can be sections empty. You know, the latest toys can just sit in the back for weeks on weeks because someone hasn't found the box. Whereas if it was in a toy shop, it would be out on the day it's needed. And it's a lot. So there's a kind of like a double-edged sword here. For your average Joe buying presents for their kids or their nephews or cousins and stuff like that, you go in there, there's a big pile of toys. You will just pick a toy from what's on the shelf. You just pick whatever's there. You'll pick the closest thing to what going into, because it's all that matters. But if you're a collector, that doesn't work, because you might be like, oh, they've only got the Marvel Legends series from 3 waves ago. I want the new wave that's out now. That's where the trouble comes in, where Toys R Us were better at this than Walmart or another supermarket will be.
Yeah, and it's not even that they don't know or they don't understand the market. It's just they don't care. The big box stores, they hire people at minimum wage, and their only responsibility is to bring stuff out onto the floor and deal with customers. It is absolutely no skin off the back of your standard retailer worker to be like, oh, there's a box back here. Oh, it says that the street date was, July 14th. Well, that was 2 months ago. Yeah, well, we'll just take it out there right now. Or, you know, they don't care, and they're not paid enough to care.
So. No, well, I mean, I used to work as a shelf stacker for a local supermarket for years. You know, when I was 16, that's what I did. And I would spend hours for a year or two while I was at college doing stacking the shelves every night. And we would go in, they'd allocate us an aisle, and 1 week you were doing beer, and the next week you were doing toilet rolls, and the week after you might be doing... And it was just a thing, there was a big stock at the back, and every night you just had to basically get it all out on the shelves and fill the section up. They aren't there, but, you know, my knowledge of, you know, women's products, well, I might be filling the section up. I didn't know what I was putting in there. You know, I could be in there in the whiskey section, and I didn't know what I was. There were just bottles that you matched the name and you put it in the space where it was. That's the same thing. If you could have someone in that toy section, you put that toy up, and they will not know if they're putting Batman next to PJ Masks. They won't see the difference.
Right. And at a specialty store, toy store, you would expect that they would at least have a basic understanding of the product, because unlike at a big box store, the retailer, they might know what aisle to go to, but they can't talk about every single product unless it's a product they know about on their own. Like if I get lucky at Walmart, I might get the one person who's a big Star Wars fan, so they know, oh, that's the Jyn Erso doll, that's the Galen Erso doll, etc. But more often than not, just be like, yeah, the Star Wars toys they're over there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know myself during the Disney Infinity era, it's like now, and the trouble is now, for example, it's like pop vinyls. They're doing exclusive versions at supermarkets. And it's like, are available on this day. It's like, they're not going to have them out. Every time I used to go to the supermarket to go and get Disney Infinity figures, they wouldn't be out. They wouldn't be out in the morning. They wouldn't. Sometimes it would be a week later, I'd be doing my week shop, and they still wouldn't be out on the shelves. And then they would come out the week after, and you'd be full of them. And you go, oh, they're not selling. Well, no, you missed the market. You know, you're asking about them. Or going to a video game, or going there to get a video game or on day of release, and they would never have it out on the shelves. The only exception, I think, was when my local Walmart, I didn't remember going there for a midnight opening for Grand Theft Auto 4.
So, right, but that's a single title that they probably at least, the retail workers at least know about.
Yeah.
You know, because probably many of them went home and played it as well.
Yeah.
The flip side of the coin, of course, especially for Disney Infinity, Skylanders, etc., Funko Pops, is on other occasions, they would put them out early because they weren't paying attention. The street date would say June 12th, and they'd like whatever the box is here on June 1st, I'm putting it on June 1st. I remember I got a Kylo Ren Disney Infinity figure 2 weeks early from a Target because they had it out on the floor. Yeah. I was just like, all right, well, it jokes on me because the Disney Infinity team actually anticipated that and locked the Force Awakens characters out until the game, until the movie was out. But still, I had a Kylo Ren 2 weeks early, and that was hardly the only time that happened.
Yeah. It happens a lot. I see it a lot, especially with like looking at the news and stuff. Some of the companies get really ratty with it, and they can get a bit antsy about these kind of things happening. But they're getting better at like dealing with these kind of situations. Unfortunately, it's just part of it. And I do think this year there's a prime example of your major retailer has gone. All of that money that was being spent at Toys R Us is going to filter off to everybody else. And everybody else is trying to grab that piece. It's what happens in business. You know, it's like for me, where I am and my business, one of my competitors, had to close down for months. Well, obviously I'm going to benefit. Even if I get 10-15% of what came from his place, that's an extra 10%. And if I can keep them, even better. But that's just the nature of the business. Someone goes, it's just like the circle of life. If someone dies, someone else eats it. It's just what happens with, and it makes sense for Walmart and for Target and other toy companies like Smith's to try and grab it. I mean, some of the companies are now putting out talks about how they are now, you know, the worries of Toys R Us have kind of gone away, and they've had to go out and they've had to make new deals for distribution. And then NECA online, they've gone in, I think it was Target, and done a deal with them to start getting their toys in. And you can see now that the toy companies have had to go, right, well, that company's gone. We have to go and speak to other companies now to get our exclusives there. And, you know, now you are, you know, how many times you see this toy's at Walmart, this toy's at Target, this toy's here. And you just, that's what's going to happen. They are now the major distribution points. The trouble is, if they're not gone, if they're not sold within a few weeks or a month or two, they're probably discounted, flipped. And that's the side effect of this. These are not long-term situations. You know, they're not going to put that, you know, you're not going to have, for example, Infinity War products out on the shelves in a year's time where you might do it at Toys R Us, but then they're gone. So that might be a good, that might be a reason why that wasn't working.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes it actually works the other way though. I have been to, I think, a Walmart a couple times, and I've seen Legos on their shelves for sets that I know I can't get anywhere else because they've been completely discontinued. I was like, I'm going to take that, thank you. But that's rare. More often than not, it's like you described, where the toy will be there for about 2 weeks, and if you don't buy it in that two-week period, it's in the discount bin because toys come out so frequently, they need that shelf space.
Yeah, the only other side effect is other supermarkets, for example, like Morrison's, where I do a weekly like mini little shop, I go into the toy section every week, and I go and look, and those same Marvel Infinity War basic action figures that came out in April are still sat there. The same Lego sets, the little mini sets of like Chewbacca, as a, that one's been sat there since, well, I think I remember buying it back in January or February, and they're still sat there. And they have not had a single refresh of that toy section for, I can say, at least 6 months. That toy section from about April onwards does not look like it's had one addition to it. And I check every single week, and they're, it's like, this is, and then also, but then there's, they've never got a single Blu-ray. That entire section is empty every week I go. It's just like the video game section. It's like that whole aisle. I'm like, does anybody know that you have to fill this section? You don't. It's like the, it's literally like it's cobwebs. I'm sure it is, where they no one actually works. And they go, now get the beans out, get the chuck. We've already got all the mince pies out, so let's forget about the DVDs.
I mean, to be fair, especially from the perspective of the big stores, video games and movies have such a small return on value that I can't really blame them for neglecting it. But at the same time, you're going to get less return on value when you don't put product on the shelf. So
I definitely feel like Morrison's, where I shop, is the worst one. I mean, at least Tesco and Asda are a lot usually better than this one. But there we go. So I'd love to know what you guys are finding at your local supermarkets and Walmarts and stuff. Are you finding it better since Toys R Us have gone out? Have they upped their game, or is it still bad? We'd love to know your thoughts. Go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different platforms. James, where can they find you?
Find me, HeroicLegacy.com.
And I'm out there, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.